For Dave McNally, his second walk. The other one came to Jimmy LaFever back in the second inning. Willie Davis, who is the hungriest of all Dodger hitters, is the batter. Willie today grounded out, struck out, flied to left. He has one hit in 15 at-bats. Willie's base hit left field in the first game against Mo Drabowski. Left-hand hitting center fielder. McNally in some trouble with one out. Hand is set and delivers, and it's very high. A nice save by Etchebarren. Ball one. The birds begin to stir. Nest, Hank Bauer, and his pitching coach, Harry Brekeen, have a little chat while Drabowski and Miller heat up back of the left field fence. Nate Oliver at second, Maury Wills at first. One out, 1-0 Baltimore in the ninth. McNally looks into Etchebarren, who wigwags a sign out to him. Left-hander's 1-0 pitch. Willie takes a strike. Breaking ball. One thing in McNally's favor. Hard-pressed inning. He was still behind on the batter. He came in with a breaking ball. 1-1 to count. The out in the inning, Dick Stewart struck out. As a pinner for Kennedy, Ferrara hitting for Drysdale singled, and Wills has walked. 1-1 to Willie Davis. Nally is set, checking, checks again, now works the plate. Slow curve, hit in the air to Frank Robinson in right field. He goes back and may catch in the runner's hole. And the Dodgers have one out. Johnson has four hits in the series. He's for 14. He singled a left field in the fourth inning. And as Johnson comes up to the plate, Harry Brekeen goes walking out to the to make sure, number one, McNally remembers how to pitch to him, and also to make sure he has enough left. Whatever Brekeen asks McNally, he nods yes. Johnson today fouled out in the first inning, single to left field, and fouled out trying to bunt in the seventh. All right, Brekeen goes trotting back to the Baltimore dugout. 1-0 Baltimore in the ninth inning. The Dodgers have not scored a run in 32 and two-thirds plus consecutive innings. So you talk about a hungry ball club, they are down to the last bite. McNally straddling the rubber. Etchebarren settles low in a crouch. Nate Oliver away from second. Maury Wills first, and the sun comes out. McNally is ready and delivers, and it's swung on and missed. Breaking down and away. 0-1. Johnny Rice, the American League umpire, cleans off home plate. On deck, Tom Davis. McNally again looks in to get his son, Etchebarren. 0-1 to count to Lou Johnson. The left-hander ready, checks the runners. The strike one pitch. Breaking ball, one on and miss. Strike two. Johnson with the balls and two strikes is standing in the way of the Baltimore Orioles being champions of the world. McNally is set and ready. And the strike two pitch swung on a fly ball to right center. It's playable. Paul Blairing and waiting. He's got it. So, as the birds have mobbed Dave Mickley and Hank Bauer and thousands of fans pour out onto the field and hail to the champs, the Baltimore Orioles. knock the crown off the Dodgers' head and become the champions of the world for 1966. The final score, Baltimore, the Dodgers, nothing. We'll be back with the highlights of the fourth game of the World Series right after this message.
Take charge. Move up to Chrysler 67. Take charge with looks that demand attention and get it. Take charge with V8s that range from big to biggest. And the biggest brakes in the price class, too. Chrysler's unique front seat, called the 3-in-1. 2 hours, 1 minute, 5-foot-wide seat the next. Take charge. Move up to Chrysler. It's easy. 4 full Chryslers are now priced just a few dollars a month more than the most popular smaller cars comparably equipped. See your Chrysler dealer today.
The totals on the ballgame, Baltimore, 1 run, 4 hits, and no errors. They left 2 men on base. For the Dodgers, no runs, 4 hits, and no errors. They left 3 men on base. The Dodgers shut out again, wind up the series going 33 consecutive scoreless innings. The winning pitch, Dave McNally, who could go only 2 1/3 in the first game. And McNally comes back to go all the way. Right now, pandemonium and joy in the Baltimore dressing room, and let's go down there and go with Chuck Thompson.
One thing after it'll sound something like this, ain't the beer cold. The Orioles are the world's champions, and they have come into their clubhouse and now having a meeting on the corner with their manager, Hank Bauer, and let's get the first man we can get up here right now, Oriole third baseman Brooks Robinson. There cannot possibly be a happier moment, Brooks.
You're a long time for this, since 1935 when I signed, and it's just great knowing you're the number one team in the world in 1966, and real happy to be on this club, and we thought we were going to win when we started this thing, and we just got pretty good pitching, and these kids, they pitch like hell, and I'm just happy about it.
Didn't Brooks and you fellas played perfect defensive baseball? You took advantage of every opportunity given to you. It was a great win for the Orioles in the American League.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, right, Brooks Robinson. We'll try to pick off a few more of them as they get up here, and we'd also like to get the Commissioner of Baseball, Commissioner Eckert, if he can come up here and just... Paulie, come on up here if you can for a second, please. Here's the young man who had the distinction of making the final out on the game, Paul Blair. He won yesterday's ball game with a home run. And, Paul, they have kidded you all year long and called you motor mouth.
They won't live this down. I'm not going to... Good. Beautiful thrill. I can't talk too good right now.
When the ball was in the air coming down to you, was it bouncing a little bit, Paul?
No, it wasn't bouncing. I saw it all over. Hurry up and get here.
And this is a prize trophy that nobody will take from Paul.
Never get this ball.
Paul,
this is mine.
Congratulations. A great win for you
and
the Orioles.
Thank you.
Wonderful job. A job well done. Here's the young man who did it, Dave McNally, who pitched the shutout, Dave, in the ninth inning. First of all, let me get your breath a little bit. In the ninth inning, I was a little worried as I watched. I thought maybe Hank Bauer was on his way out. Any thoughts like that cross your mind?
No. When 2 men got out, I thought there might be a chance. I knew left-hander was coming up, Willie Davis was coming up, and I thought he'd leave me in for him. I knew if I got him out, I would get to Lou Johnson. Beautiful defense, wasn't it?
What pitch was the best one for you today, Dave?
I think I had both pretty good pitches, and that's what it takes for me to win. I have to have 2 good pitches, one to help the other one.
How's the ball?
Curveball fastball. When I had to get somebody out, I went mostly to my curveball.
Dave, the Oriole infield played brilliantly behind you today.
Everybody played brilliant. Bob Blair jumped over the fence, caught that ball, and every time somebody got on, they made a good play and got double play.
Thank you very much, Dave McNally. Again, congratulations.
Thank you, Chuck.
Let's get the other end right up here. Come on over here.
Chuck.
Here's the man who's done it, Frank. I don't know whether you've had a chance to collect your thoughts enough to express yourself, but just how does it feel?
There's no words to express it, Chuck. You know, you're just floating around here now, and you say great, that really doesn't tell your true feelings. You know, right. Thing just never happens. It only happens once in a lifetime, and I'm glad I was in the right place at the right time.
Well, Frank, you've come on to great. Have you ever had a greater year?
No.
Well, here's your home run coming up right now on the screen. We're taking a look at it. And there wasn't any doubt in your mind about it being out.
No, sir.
Well, Frank Robinson, you've won a triple crown, and I think that baseball will agree with me that you'll become the first player in the history, this valuable player in both the American and the National League.
Keep my fingers crossed, yeah.
Tell me, Frank, how do you feel about Baltimore?
Great. We went out to win it for the Chuck, and this is a great team. Let me say, this is a great pleasure playing with these guys. They believe in themselves. and they went out and proved, this really proves it. And I'd just like to say it was a great bunch of guys, and it was a real pleasure playing this year with these fellas.
Frank Robinson, congratulations again, and good luck.
Thank you.
Have a nice, easy, cool sort of a winter.
Thank you.
And we'll be back here at the Oriole Clubhouse in just a moment.
I've just run out.
You've just run out?
I'm out of cigarettes.
Well, try one of mine.
Try one of yours?
Sure. Try one of mine. A Salem. Salem is the best of cigarettes. That refreshes your taste for you. Salem is the best of cigarettes. All of America's turning to. When you buy a best of cigarette, don't take anything but the best. Salem is the best of cigarettes. Don't let us sell all the rest. Try one of mine. Turn Salem, turn to Salem for a taste that's springtime fresh.
Well, the happy fellow right up here with me is the manager of the Orioles, Hank Bauer. I don't know whether he's the happiest or whether American League president Joe Cronin is, but first of all, Hank, you've been in this, you've had this experience as a player, now as a manager. I don't know whether the two or not, but I think people would like to hear what you have to say.
I think this is the greatest thing that ever happened to me in baseball. I did play on seven, but never as a manager like I was this year. We got good young kids, and let me say this, everybody says we didn't have pitching. We had a better pitching than they did.
Yeah, I think the record books will show that for many years to come.
And we had a bunch of kids, too, Chuck, through 100%.
Hank, and you did a 100% job yourself. Everybody
you.
In baseball recognizes that fact. You deserve a great deal of credit, and I think it's a wonderful day. And, Jonan, how does the American League
Hank,
feel about a four-game
season? American League congratulates Hank Bauer. He's done a wonderful job. They stepped out in the league, and they knocked all the clubs off. We thought we were going to have a real good race this year, but old Hank stepped out, and he really showed the rest of the league, and I think he's proven it all world and sweeping the World Series. We're proud of you, Hank.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Hank, I don't want to dwell on a negative subject at all, but did you at any time think about going to McNally in the ninth inning?
Yes, I did. I was a little afraid of Johnson, and Cat went out and asked him how he felt, and said he was on. We went to breaking balls with Johnson. I think if he would have got on base, I'd have brought in Stu Miller to pitch to Tommy Davis.
Hank Bauer, manager of the world champion Baltimore Orioles. Congratulations, Hank.
Thank
it's
you.
Been a great
There's
privilege being
right
with you.
Get him out.
And, right now, that's about the time here in the Winners Clubhouse. The world champion, Russ Snyder. Congratulations. Over here is Boog Powell.
You,
come on in here, Boog. We've got to leave right now. We got to turn things back to Kurt up in the announce booth.
Now we'll continue with more World Series highlights in just a moment.
We're in the home of a man with a most unusual hobby. Mr. Wilvers, you collect...
Beer cans.
Tell us about them.
Well, here's what we call a first day can. Pick it up in Atlanta the first day the Carling Black Label Brewery opened up there.
And,
Baseless, another Black Label can from their Phoenix Brewery. The ring tab is on the bottom instead of the top.
I see. A sort of a pop butter...
Here, Black Label can from their Baltimore brewery. Look, brewed and filled in Baltimore. Baltimore, L instead of R, you see. Mistake, very rare.
Oh, yes.
Here's a match block of six from Carling's Tacoma brewery. Beautiful, isn't it?
It looks like a six-pack.
It's block of Tacoma's. Schulman offered me $90 for these.
I notice, Mr. Wilvers, your whole collection seems to be Carling Black Label cans.
Like as they're only human. After all, I do drink all this beer.
And what does Mrs. Wilbers think about your collection?
She won't dust them.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, very quickly, this was a very abbreviated series, and a lot of surprises took place, and there isn't any question about that. First game, some two-thirds shutout pitching of Mo Dabrowski struck out 11, the Orioles winning 5-2, and the second ball game, a 20-year-older. Shut him out 6-0. The youngest pitcher shut out in a World Series. Willie Davis committed three errors in one inning. That's a record. The Dodgers had six in one game. That tied a record. In the third game, 21-year-older by the name of Bunker went out and won a ball game. And Paul Blair homered. That became then the third game in the history of the World Series ever to be won by a home run. Engel did it in 23. Heinrich in 49. Now Blair in
yesterday's game, and they came right back today on back-to-backer, and Frank Robinson hit a home run. And thus, four games, two back-to-back, have been won by a score of 1-0 in all of the World Series games by virtue of a home run. Another record established, the Dodgers, the fewest hits by a club in the series. The record was 22. And the Dodgers have erased books now as they had 10-13, a total all day of 17 others of the series. So they eclipsed the old mark of 22 being the fewest hits. Lots of tremendous thrills and great plays. And certainly they'll be talking a long, long time about this World Series, whereby they only used one relief pitcher, the Orioles did, and never one time called on a pinch hitter. 28 Dodgers going down on strikeouts, a great team that was supposed to have inferior pitching, but did not. So this World Series is all wrapped up, and it was tremendous. Our broadcast was authorized under broadcast rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. Any publication, rebroadcast, or other options and accounts of this game without the express consent of the Commissioner of Baseball is prohibited. Certainly has, too, if I may take a moment to... been a great joy to work alongside our producer Len Dillon of NBC and our WBL engineer Bert Bader, to Jimmy Simpson, who's invaluable on all of the stats and the records and everything set, along with Alan Roth and Kurt Gowdy, Chuck Thompson, and of course my running mate here, Ben Lee, the veteran voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers. I give you the score of this one. The Baltimore Birds made sure they weren't going back to Los Angeles, and they won it nothing. So they then extended the Dodgers' scoreless streak to 33, and that is another record. Baltimore wins this one, 1-4, hits, no errors. The Dodgers 0-4-0. Two sensational catches, one by Willie Davis on a ball hit by Boog Powell in the fourth. Talk about a long time, otherwise they would have had a 2-0 lead. Then they came right back and repaid the compliment, and Blair, whose homer won it yesterday, down and saved a home run off the bat of LeFevre as he leaped a good 2 to 3 feet higher than the fence, 7 feet tall at the 410 mark, and hauled in what would have been the tying blast of the bat of LeFevre. So, three double plays in a row, marvelous pitching by McNally, a whale of a World Series, even though you are a Dodger fan. So, that'll wrap up the fourth and final game of the 1966 World Series.
It has been brought to you by Chrysler Corporation, makers of Chrysler Plymouth, Gillette, new heads-up hair grooming for men, Salem menthol cigarettes. You'll find Salem refreshes your taste. And by Cut Label. Why not enjoy one right now?
Final score once again in the fourth and final game of the World Series here in Memorial Stadium, Baltimore, was 1-0 Baltimore. And now for Vin Scully, this is Bob Prince saying thanks very much for being with us. This has been a sports presentation of NBC News.
This is WGY and WGFM Schenectady.
This is Ken Coleman speaking. We hope you have enjoyed this game. If you want to know more about other items you may purchase from the Miley Collection, call 1-800-844-9143. That's 1-800-844-9143.